Grace, mercy and truth from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, wherever you are, tier 1, tier 2 or tier 3. Wherever you are, God is with you and he is unchanging and faithful. So let us praise our God together in our first hymn.
A reading from Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. It is Bible Sunday today, and I am having difficulty finding hymns about the Bible per se, of course. Nearly all our hymns speak to us with phrases or truths taken from the Bible. The phrase we have just sung, "There is no shadow or turning with you," comes from the Epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We were studying that chapter in our first Bible study last Wednesday, and I would remind each of you that you are all welcome to join us. It's the first and third Wednesday of each month at 7 o'clock via Zoom, and the links will be in the email that comes out reminding you about this service. This podcast started as one thing and then morphed into something else. I had asked some pupils from Bredsall School to have a conversation with me about the Bible, to be part of a jolly celebration of this great gift given to the church. But as I pondered some of the things they said, I decided instead to let their thinking guide ours, or at least I hope to trigger ours. I'd like you to have something to write with for our time together, because I'm hoping that our celebration of the Bible will raise questions for you that you might want to ponder later. You may wish to pause the podcast now to find what you need. Are you ready? The first thing I asked the children about was how they would explain what the Bible was. Here are some of their answers.
Well, I would say a lot about Jesus and God, and mostly about some Bible stories.
Well, I would think that Jesus is very important to the Christians. Well, I already know that, but the Christians, they write a lot of stories about him.
It's something about telling you how God created the world and what happened before Jesus was born and after Jesus was born.
Well, it's this thing that everyone believes in it. It's what people believe in, and it's that they're spirit and
a
thousand years, probably more, of knowledge, or you could even describe it as fantasy to some people, but over the time it's just progressed into a book this big and full of so many stories of so many things.
Well, I think it's describing what Jesus and God can do, and all of the stories in there are just really, really touching, and I just really like them. So I think it's what God can create and what Jesus can do.
So some great thinking there. An awareness of the size and breadth of the book or books brought together over a great period of time before and after Jesus. A sense that there is something for the Christian that is different from other books, something about belief and reality beyond the material, and a pleasing clarity about what God can create and Jesus can do. So the first question to ponder afterwards, perhaps, is how would you explain to people what the Bible is? And because I know it is precious to each one of you, how would you explain what it has meant to you through your life? I'll let you write that down. How would you explain to people what the Bible is? And what would you say about what it has meant to you through your life? And given what it means to us, we might also ask ourselves, what time do we give to it? As we listen to those brilliant young people, there is a question for the church also about how well we are communicating our faith and the book of books that is so important. You will remember the verse, "Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path." That comes from Psalm 119, and that whole long psalm is almost entirely given to praising God for his law, his word. Heather and Eilish are going to lead us now in a confession based on another part of that psalm.
How can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands.
Forgive us, Lord, for not doing more to help children and young people learn more about your world.
With all my heart, I try to serve you. Keep me from disobeying your commandments.
Forgive us, Lord, when we do not obey your commandments, when we do not love you or our neighbour as ourselves.
I keep your law in my heart so that I will not sin against you.
Forgive us, Lord, for the times our hearts are cold and hard.
I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your ways. I will repeat aloud all the laws you have given.
Forgive us, Lord, when we resent having to learn from you and won't put into practice the things we learn. Please give us humility, open minds, and wisdom.
I delight in following your commands more than in having great wealth. I study your instructions. I examine your teachings. I take pleasure in your laws. Your commands I will not forget.
We are sorry, Lord, that we take for granted the great privilege of your calling and the riches of your word. We are sorry that we are sometimes lazy in our faith. Help us to value the Bible properly, and all your Son teaches us.
Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us the Word made human, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to your truth, strengthen us to do your will, and give us the joy of the kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us hear more from the children. Here, I ask them what stories they like from the Bible.
My favourite one is probably the giant fish, the Jonah. I like how there's like a giant fish and he gets saved from a storm. But then he actually has to get, he wants to get thrown into the water because he did something wrong.
Noah's Ark, yeah, I kind of like that one. I like how he saves all the animals. They're lovely. I bet he also saved llamas too.
He loves llamas.
Yeah.
My best animal is a cat.
A cat? Yeah, I'm sure there are cats on Noah's Ark. Although they'd have to be kept away from the mice, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. If mice and rats are pests, then why would they save them?
Mm. They could be kept in like different rooms because it is a big ark. They could be kept in like different rooms. The angel came to visit Mary, that she's going to have a baby boy with Joseph, and that they have to go to Bethlehem. And the day Jesus rose from the dead.
One of the ones I like for obvious reasons is Jonah and the whale, because Jonah is my brother. And I also like the what would it be called? The story where the angels come down to the shepherds. I like that the sheep get involved and the sheep go to them as well.
The creation story, because I get to hear about all the things that happened when God made the world.
I also asked them what they didn't like in the Bible, what was difficult for them.
Well, I don't like the snake.
Yeah,
I don't like how we made Adam and Eve like leave the garden.
In the creation story, I think the snake's like really evil and mean, and I don't understand why he'd want to do that. Like, what does he expect to get out of it?
My husband, not a professing Christian, will concede that there are great stories in the Bible, really great stories, and children have an eye for the good ones. Jonah is a tremendous story, and I'm sure he's a tremendous brother also. And so is the story of Noah,
particularly today, with its really quite exhausting battle to save the animals. And if we had longer, I know that they would have told me more. I like the fact, though, that they are aware of the snake, the discord, the problem of evil. The whole of the Bible could be said to be an unfolding of the struggle between good and evil, a story of our salvation. And then into that came the stories of Christmas, the light in the darkness, with which even the sheep can get involved. And then a mention of the resurrection, that upon which we set our hope. This weekend, across our three churches, each congregation will be asked to jot down bits of the Bible they're particularly fond of and why, and we will gather them together to offer one another a gift from each other to each other. So think of that as your next question. What bits of the Bible are particularly important to you? Maybe now, or maybe were at different times in your life. If you're not able to come to church at present, I still would love to hear from you so that everyone's thoughts can be gathered into our collection. I think today it's possible some of our young contributors might be listening to this podcast, so we're going to sing a song now for them. I say for them because I think probably they are the only ones that will be able to keep up. I've tried several times, but I'm still not there yet. It's a good song, though, and one in the end that all of us should know.
All right, go on back.
Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, do the bop,
do the bop,
Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, we'll do the bop,
do the bop, do the bop,
yeah. First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles, makes me wanna sing and do the bop,
do the bop,
come on,
oh yeah,
we'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 we'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 soak it in your brain. Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, do the bop,
do the bop, do the bop, oh yeah.
Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, and Nahum, do the bop,
do the bop, do the bop,
oh yeah. We'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 we'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 we'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 we'll do the Bible book. Your mom and pop, so do the Bible book, bop, 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 bop. Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Made it through the old, now let's move on to the new and see what we can find. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and Corinthians.
1 and 2.
Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians.
1 and 2.
1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Hebrew, James, 1 and 2 Peter, and John.
1, 2, 3. And don't forget Jude.
We'll do the Bible book,
bop, bop, bop,
bop. We'll do the Bible book.
Stop! Stop.
don't know.
We'll do the Bible. 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 Bible.
I think I'm going to put that in right at the very end of the service so you can have another go at it, because actually I'm getting quite good at it now after about six times through. I asked the children whether there was anything else that they wanted to say, whether there was anything they wanted to add. And a couple of them did.
I believe in like evolution and stuff, but yeah. I wouldn't say anything bad about it, but I just like don't believe in it. So that's basically. Well, the thing about the Bible is like, the Christians, they believe in like stories, but the thing I want to add, I'm not trying to like be offensive in any way, but how do we know that God was like, he could walk on earth when he could be like any other animal, or like an animal could have created the world, even though, so I'm just trying to make like that point that we don't actually know who created the whole thing, or what did it, or what happened, or if the aliens did something or whatever.
Food for thought, I think. It is such a tragedy for me that we haven't better sorted out or articulated our understanding of the relationship between science and faith. And I say it's a tragedy because it seems to me that science and all the wisdom and ingenuity involved in its progress is one of the great gifts to humankind. And it enriches my faith because it constantly unfolds the wonders of creation and so our Creator. And yet it still poses a problem for many. So another question for you all, in your pen and your paper. How would you understand the relationship between science and faith? How do you reconcile the two? And then, gloriously, and I promise I didn't prompt that response, as those of you who know me are perhaps wondering whether I did, the whole question of our putting humans at the centre of everything. It's all about us. Do we really believe that there is no relationship between God and the whale, God and the sea or the mountains, indeed God and the sparrow? This has been a dangerous path for us to have followed. If elephants had digits, what would they have written about God? What could the trees tell us? Let me give you a little bit from Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Well, what fabulous children they are. What great and open inquiring minds. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the young people in our schools, in Funky Fish, that come to our churches. We thank you for young people everywhere with their wisdom and their insight. And we pray that we will create a world where they may discover you and your great love for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, we pray for your world, for all life within it. Give us humility and discipline to protect and nurture. give us wisdom and compassion to help us tackle this crisis of global warming and the threat to diversity of life, the diversity of life of which we are a part. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of justice and compassion, who led slaves to freedom and enshrined in your holy law the rights of the poor, the refugee, the orphan, we bring before you all in our world today who carry the burden of oppression, fear, and want. We ask for your mercy upon them and the coming of your Spirit on all of us who know peace and plenty in our lives, that we may love generously and give without restraint. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the exile, friend to the widow, God of the sick, the lame, the desperate, the lonely, the lost, God on the cross, who suffered with and for us all, we bring to you all who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of revelation and redemption, God of resurrection, we pray for the spirit of joy and hope. We pray for the spirit of love and service. In your word we trust, and we look for the salvation of the world. Amen.
There's a lot of just things in the Bible. There's so much of it and so much to get your head around. Honestly, even if I could read the entire Bible, I wouldn't remember half of it.
And that is the truth of it, isn't it? The Bible is vast, and each time we come to it, we come differently, and so we hear it differently. It is our great companion on the way. It is full of so many voices, from so many situations, so many, many paths on the journey of the soul, with resonances and echoes and wisdom and encouragement, with lament, with questions, and holding within it, circling it, it brings to us the good news of the coming of the Word made human, our precious Lord. Shall we say together the prayer he taught us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Shall we finish with today's collect and my final question for you? What might we do to help God make this prayer real in our lives? Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read them, mark and learn and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given to us in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we receive together God's blessing? May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you as you read your Bible each day. Amen. I said at some point, the Bible is really the story of our salvation. And so let us finish our praise with this final hymn.
Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. We'll do the bop,
do the bop, do the bop, bop.
First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles. It makes me want to sing. Do the bop, do the bop. Come on. Oh yeah. We'll do the Bible book. Bop, 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 bop. We'll do the Bible book. Bop, 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 bop. Soak it in your brain like water in a mop. And do the Bible book. Bop, 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 bop. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs. Do the bop, do the bop. Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, do the bop,
do the bop, do the bop, oh yeah.
Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, and Nahum, do the bop,
everybody do the bop,
oh yeah. We'll do the Bible book, bop, 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 bop. We'll do the Bible book, bop, bop, bop. We'll do the Bible book, bop, bop, bop. We'll do the Bible book, bop. Your mama pops, so do the Bible book, bop, 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 bop. Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Made it through the old, now let's move on to the new and see what we can find. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and Corinthians.
1 and 2.
Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians.
1 and 2.
1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, and John.
1, 2, 3. And don't forget the Jew.
We'll do the Bible book,
Bob, Bob, Bob,
Bob. We'll do the Bible book,
Bob, 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 Bob.
We'll do the Bible book,
Bob, 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 Bob.
We'll do the Bible book, Bob.
Stop, oh no.
We'll do